In this bulletin, the national coronavirus death toll reaches 64. Scott Morrison won't rule out making a coronavirus contact tracing app compulsory. And the federal government hopes a private sector solution will keep Virgin Australia in business. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Sixty-four people have now died from the coronavirus in Australia. The latest death has occurred in the problem spot of northwest Tasmania, with the passing of a 71-year-old man. And someone who's worked at three nursing homes in northwest Tasmania has tested positive to the virus. Tasmanian Health Minister Sarah Courtney says testing will now take place in all three nursing homes.
They have deployed this morning staff to test all residents and staff at these three facilities. So that has been deployed within Tasmania to these three facilities this morning. They will be visiting Melaleuca, Eliza Purton Home and Coronea Park to ensure that residents and staff are tested.
The Prime Minister says he would prefer mobile phone tracking software to help coronavirus tracing not be made compulsory. An app is being developed based on a Singaporean app called Trace Together. Mr. Morrison says 40% of the population needs to download the app for it to be effective. Speaking to radio station Triple M in Hobart, Mr. Morrison has been evasive when asked if the government would make the app compulsory.
My very strong preference is that we do it this way, where Australians are doing it by permission. And they download the app, and if we get a good coverage of people doing that, this is really going to help.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's concerned about the app being made compulsory and says people would find ways around the app, like not bringing their phones with them when they left their home.
I don't think that you can have a circumstance. I'd be very concerned and would need a lot of convincing, as Australians would, to say that we are going to effectively force Australians to be tracked. One of the things that would occur if that was the government response would be people would simply stop taking their phone.
The federal government is continuing to push for a private sector solution for Virgin Australia. The airline has sought a $1.4 billion bailout from the government to stay alive. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is rejecting suggestions the government should provide a direct loan to the airline or buy equity in it. But there are reports a private equity firm and an investment bank are interested in buying the airline. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the government hopes efforts such as these succeed.
I know and I'm confident that there is a market solution for Virgin. Let's see what happens. I know, and if you read reports today, that there are some people who are interested in capitalising Virgin, and we hope that comes off.
Western Bulldogs vice-captain Lockie Hunter has allegedly been involved in a car crash in Melbourne. Police were called to Middle Park after reports a Toyota SUV had crashed into four parked vehicles. Authorities found the 25-year-old Hunter after he left the scene and fined him $1,652 for breaching coronavirus restrictions. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, cloud and 23 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 19. Melbourne, a few showers, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, also sunny, 21. Sydney, sunny tomorrow and 23. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower developing and 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.